Dr. Poser, what does this year mean to you? We're 20 years down the line. Where do you think we are today?
Well, 20 years ago, we're looking at each other through the sights of AK-47s and all sorts of guns. It was us and them. It was black and white. There were no human rights. The majority of the people could not vote. Today, as Ivo says, we must celebrate 20 years of democracy, because 20 years ago our democracy was born through struggle, at the end through negotiations, and through South Africans holding hands and moving into the future. And we must use this opportunity to thank President Mandela. And of course, he will not settle with himself and former President de Klerk to find a settlement which has ushered in a new South Africa based on the principles of, you know, uniting black and white people in this country. And those principles remain valid until today. They've shaped the path for national building and national reconciliation. Our children don't know our history. And we're very quick to blame them, to say, why don't they understand the Constitution? Why don't they understand where we come from?
Celebrate it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and of course, the Chukovich Foundation comes in very handy here. That I have formed this foundation to say our memories must not evaporate. Because our children need to know the past. Because if they know the past, they are very reinforced to confront the future and not repeat the mistakes of the past.
Yeah.
And therefore the foundation is doing that, not only in terms of our constitution, in terms of the evolution of democracies in Southern Africa. I think that's very important. If you look at Plot for Peace, which they produced, it gives new insight to all of us, even old people, about what happened before Mandela was released, what happened before the talk started, and what happened thereafter. It's very, very important to understand that history in order to move forward and not think we can reinvent the wheel.
Isn't it so that when you look at our so-called born frees, that they follow really the norm globally of where their parents have had a hard time? And I'm not putting denigrating the history here of what everybody's been through, but people who've come up and risen up and achieved, that their children tend to have a much easier time of it and almost end up taking it for granted and not as aware as those that had the struggle themselves. And it sort of almost follows that pattern that happens anywhere that you care to look at in the world.
Well, the program that we are that we've put together at Constitution Hill is aimed at young people. It's aimed at reminding the born frees about what the sacrifices, the pain, the suffering, the joys of the struggle were all about. It's about exposing them to people that were in the struggle, family members of people that sacrificed for the struggle, and highlighting exactly what you've just described. You know, we as a nation have been through a huge amount of pain and suffering. And it wasn't such a long time ago. You know, we forget that our democracy is all of 22 years old. We're babies. Mm. And here we have this incredible constitution that was born of our democracy, and very, very few of the born frees either understand it or appreciate the rights that it gives them and the role that they can play in determining their future. Mm. You know, there's this perception out there that we are the subjects of our government. What people forget is we're a constitutional democracy. Everything that happens in this country is subservient to the Constitution. We have the right to choose who our government is. We have the right to choose who represents us.
Sure.
But that right is of no value if we don't use it, if we don't actually take an active role in determining our futures.
Yeah.
Go out and vote. Go out and be good citizens. Know your rights, but also understand your responsibilities, because with rights, you have responsibilities. And our next generation has to be sensitized to those things. And I think that everything that Dr. Poser and his colleagues fought for is enshrined in our Constitution. It's the most incredible roadmap for the future.
It sure is.
How sad would it be if it just became an irrelevant another document? And we don't want that to happen. We want South Africans to know about their constitution. We want them to celebrate their constitution. We want to appreciate the role that our history played in getting us to our constitution so that we can determine our eventual future.
And maybe as you're speaking, I mean, I think of terms like serving and knowing that if you're voting for somebody, you're voting for them to serve you. You, the people, you know, and that is something that I think the young should realize, that it's their vote that counts and that can make a difference.
I would like to join Ivo in calling on everyone to register and to vote for the coming local government elections.
Yes.
With a clear understanding that the emphasis does fall on serving the people, not serving yourself. And when we begin to serve ourselves, we disappoint the young people. We're passing a vote of no confidence in ourselves, and in a vote of no confidence in our democracy. It becomes a betrayal of their aspiration expectations. So we should behave ourselves once we are voted into power. Let's speak simple English. Now, the struggle was fought in the name of the people. At Constitutional Hill, and once more thanks to Ivo taking the initiative and bearing the cost of everything, we will listen to people taking us down memory lane, but also focusing us on the future. Because we must not over-celebrate the past. We must say, where are we going as a nation? Because the future belongs to the young people we're talking about. And therefore, they need to appreciate the Constitution as a supreme law of the country. And the Constitution comes first. It's a social contract between all of us, where we said we are a non-racial society. We should all promote that. That we are one nation, we must promote that. That we need to reconcile beyond the bitterness of the past. We must promote that. What we have seen recently is some people trying to reinvent the wheel. The history of the country has been violent. There's no room for violence today. There's no need to burn a school which you need tomorrow, or a crash which you need tomorrow, or burn a municipal office which you need tomorrow. That's not exercising your right in a democratic environment. That's being criminal and irresponsible. I always talk about the responsibilities. The responsibility is to be good citizens. Not only to vote, but to understand their obligations on you, to help make South Africa work. And at Constitutional Hill, we'll be celebrating the sacrifices of so many, and we'll pay tribute to them, but say, what is the journey to the future?
Thank you so much for saying all of that. Ivo, just tell us about It's a Fine Line. What are people going to see when they come?
It's a Fine Line is really it's a very, very special exhibition. What we've done is we've accumulated a lot of the work that the African Oral History Archive has done. It's represented in through multimedia experience, some amazing artworks by a remarkable South African national asset by the name of Dean Simon, who has recreated visually a lot of the great turning points in South African history, supported by short documentaries that tell the stories of each piece, set in this incredible venue. Constitution Hill is just such an amazing location. The energy is so amazing. It carries so much of our history. Yes. The exhibition opens on Thursday the 17th with a huge event.
This Thursday,
where we have family members as well as some of the people that are featured in the works. And then we'll continue at Constitutional Hill for about 6 weeks, and we'll be open to the public free of charge. We want as many South Africans to go and experience this, just to take a trip down memory lane, to remember where we come from, to celebrate the people that played their role. And exactly as Dr. Pauza says, look at the future in the context of the past. We as South Africans have such a, you know, all the things that Dr. Pauza just said, the concept of burning schools and damaging infrastructure isn't what defines us as South Africans. This is not us. Mm. This is not what we stand for. And we have to go and look at our past and define our future in the context of our past to make sure that we define ourselves correctly as who we are as Africans and who we are as South Africans. This country has such an incredible potential for success.
Huge.
It's in our hands, every single South African's hands, to go and achieve that potential. And it's, even if it's just out of respect for all of the people who suffered so much to get us to where we are today and to give us this incredible constitution that we have the opportunity to live every single day.
Hmm. No, it's unique, isn't it?
Yeah, very, very much so. Quite right. You know, pictures tell a story. you don't have to speak too much, but the pictures you're going to see there will be telling many stories about us as a people. Art is very important. I was an artist. He didn't start as a businessman. He's got very strong lateral features. He's an artist. That's what he is. I'm a poet. I don't know if he's qualified to be
an artist. You're just as much an artist as I am, if not more.
I'm aspiring to be an artist.
But I think there's an umbrella here. Yeah, you all come under the same.
Prose, poetry, paintings, and all architects, all these things. We need to communicate soft messages and hard messages. And the people should be able to live with what they see and what they hear.
Yeah.
As long as it's well meant, and I think those pictures there will be very well meant, and people will draw many lessons from them.
Okay.
You know, as a poet, I always like to look deep into the throat of the nation and say, what are the echoes? You know, what are the images that comes out?
No, I loved your poetry.
Yeah, listen, I love that poetry too, but I think what we should not allow in this country, as you allow the exercise of democratic rights, is to allow a 12th official language, violence. We should not communicate through violence. We should not promote violence through an official language. Because I saw some people on TV saying, yeah, if we ban municipal offices, they will listen to us. The government will come to us. I think that's totally unacceptable.
No, guess what? Violence,
what a catastrophe.
Yeah, it's not the 12th official language. We should learn to sit down and value the value of negotiations and finding non-violence solutions. Mm. We've been there. Look at the world today. You talk about the world. It's in turmoil. You almost think we're on the verge of a third world war. I mean, look at Syria today. I mean, the killings of people going, the migration in the world. We're lucky. We're not having that.
No.
Let's celebrate the peace and democracy in our country.
I'm going to stop you there because we've completely run out of time, gentlemen. But just as a reminder, it's Thursday at time.
Thursday, 17th of March, starting at 6 o'clock at Constitution Hill.
And
that's the launch, and that's the exhibition then remains open for 6 weeks thereafter and will be open to the public free of charge.
Well, what a pleasure to have you in studio today.
Thank you.
Dr. Matthews Poser and Ivor Ichikovic.
Thank you for having us.